This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Adore Udoji is away. So you know about the financial crisis and that it relates to the fact that because of a lack of liquidity and an increased amount of risk in the system, banks aren't lending. If banks don't lend, then the economy shuts down. Well, where do you go to get money if banks aren't lending? In Italy, this is a particular problem. The Italian Shopkeepers Association says that 180,000 firms have already been forced to get cash they need, not from banks, but from organized crime groups. Following the story from Rome is Duncan Kennedy, BBC correspondent, who joins us now. Duncan, thanks for being a part of the program.
Hi, John.
So if I were to zap into my organized crime loan sharking outfit there in Rome, what kind of an interest rate could I get?
3%? 4.5%. 4.5.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not kidding.
Really?
The businessman we spoke to who went to the mob to get these loans that his bank turned him down for was quoted 4.5%.
That is staggering. So organized crime is actually coming in to backstop the financial situation in Italy.
Exactly that. This man in particular, he was the one this organization of shopkeepers put up for us, went to his bank. They said, yeah, we can have the money in 6 months' time. He said, no, obviously need it before then, otherwise my business goes under. So he made a phone call, He's totally legitimate himself. He's not a crook or anything like that. Ended up talking to a mobster here in Naples. It's called the Camorra. And the mobster said, yeah, no problem. 24 hours later, met the man in an apartment building. He went away, came back with a black plastic bin liner full of 50,000 euros. What's that, about $60,000, $70,000? And said, here's your money, 4.5% interest a month.
Wow. Now, it's a slightly labor-intensive way of running a bank with, three phone calls and people have to deliver the money to you in suitcases. But that's actually
you
a pretty
good
deal.
You could do 1-800-CRIME or something, wouldn't you? That'd make it a lot easier.
Yeah, a Camorra Bank, come on in. We'll help you out.
And, of course, one thing led to another. He couldn't make those repayments. Met another mobster. In the end, he was in debt to 7 mobsters, this one guy. And the next bit is something straight out of a movie, because they then sent round the heavies. And the way this man describes it is 2 young men in designer suits came round, no ties. And one of them opened his jacket to reveal a gun. Another one made his stabbing movements with his finger, told him they knew where he lived, knew his movements. If he didn't pay up, he could expect trouble. And this guy was really, really scared.
It's a little more painful than your $1.50 ATM fee there, I guess. So, Duncan, is this being viewed as predation on the part of organized crime or some sort of natural operation of the gray economy?
I think a bit of both. I think there was a genuine traditional problem here in Italy with getting money from banks. They've been traditionally very conservative. It's all been made worse by this credit crunch. As you said, about 180,000 businesses turning to the mob in the past year alone. So there's obviously a liquidity issue here. Estimated that the mob made something like $15 billion from this kind of loan operation. Out of a total of $87 billion, vastly out making money from all the corporations here. They reckon it's the equivalent of 6% wow. of the Italian GDP that they're responsible for. So
and they're
big
really,
numbers all around.
They're really called the men in ties, and we got to go?
They're men really without ties.
They're called the men without ties?
Yes.
That's great. Duncan Kennedy, BBC correspondent. A curious backstop for the Italian economy. The mob is lending money. He joined us from Rome. Never told you about right and wrong. Did you look good, baby? I believe.